In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. 3 reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Cornyn-Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he always wanted to be a procrastinator, but he just never got around to it, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have with me today a good friend of mine, a guest that I always enjoy having on the air, and I just realized today that we didn't have him on last month, but we'll try to make up for it. Jerome Carsey is with us, and he has just sailed more than 2,200 nautical miles through the blue and turquoise waters of the Caribbean.
Well, Derry, how are you? I really had a great time on that cruise. But, you know, I'm still feeling like I'm at sea. The room feels like it's moving. We had a wonderful time. The World Net Daily group was terrific. G. Gordon Liddy joined us. We had over 100 people join us on the cruise, readers. It's a great chance to talk to them, get to know the readers and exchange views and do get to know more of the staff of WorldNet Daily. You know, we're truly an internet publication. We don't even have an office. We all live in different places and work together on the internet.
Did you have as much fun on the cruise as you do in Alamogordo?
Well, I love Alamogordo. That's one of my favorite places. I love New Mexico, where I used to live. And my wife wouldn't join me on the cruise. She gets seasick looking at a boat. So I missed having her there. That was, you know, one part of it. My daughter didn't come. I had to come. I left the cruise a couple days early, actually, to come home for her 12th birthday. You can't miss a 12-year-old's birthday party.
You know, I've turned down two cruises. Back, we hadn't been on this network very long, and we started selling a product called Bypass. And I advertised it over there, and I sold so much that I won. I was one of their top salespeople, although I never sold anything except just advertising it. And I won this cruise. And they couldn't believe I didn't go on this cruise. It was a nice deal. I'm sure it was a great deal. But,
well, you know, cruises are a world unto themselves. You get onto these boats, and it's like a moving city. All the food is there, and they feed you like crazy. And you've got plenty of exercise and swimming, and you get off at the various stops. It's a great experience, but it's a little like becoming detached from the normal world and kind of plopping into this world of the cruise, and that's what you live. Even to make a phone call from the cruise, it's about $7 a minute, and they have to put it on satellite. So you're really out there in the middle of the water.
It's almost being as bad as in Alamogordo, isn't it?
Oh, no. I truly love Alamogordo.
No, I'm being
funny.
You
can always drive over to White Sands, and you can always get
I'm being funny, but, you know, people that live around there, out the ranchers, a lot of them can't get telephone service.
Oh, I know. Alamogordo can be remote, but it's got one of the most beautiful views of the nighttime sky you can find.
You know, you mentioned being on the ship and the ship seemed like it was moving all of the time, or it didn't seem like it was moving, and now you feel like the room's moving.
Right.
You know, I had a good friend, in fact, I bought his farm eventually, that he had been a contractor on the river.
Right.
And do you know what carpenter tools you never have if you're a riverboat carpenter?
What's that?
A level.
A level.
He said, you can always tell. He said these people would sign on, you know, and they'd say, oh, I've worked the river all my life. And he said they'd have a level in their toolbox.
Well, you've got a point there. You've definitely got a point there. The people on the cruise made the cruise, and the WorldNet Daily family, you could not find a better group of people. And it was a great pleasure to get to know them better, spend some time with Joseph Farah and his lovely wife, Elizabeth, and their three beautiful daughters. And the people on the cruise were, you know, very family-oriented. It was a really nice time, good dinners. G. Gordon Liddy, always a pleasure to be with. So it was an experience I'll treasure, even though, Derry, I'm not going to volunteer real quickly for another cruise. If I won one, I'd probably pass on a two.
Well, I've never been on one. I should have gone. I'm sure I should have.
You might want to try one for a few days and see what, you know, because it is a unique experience. These cruises today are unlike any kind of vacation you can imagine. I mean, we were with 2,000 people on that boat, you know, and going on for 8 or 9 days, you get to meet quite a few of the people just seeing them. And everybody's there. It's a self-contained city floating with everything you need. Even the television's mostly international. You get very few channels, but you don't care.
Well, you have plenty to do. I've watched it.
Plenty to do. You can get internet access. You can plug in. And I did it every day to find out what was going on and keep up with things.
Well, what is going on?
Well, I've been following the economy here, Derry, and I've been very concerned about the downturn in the economy and this impact of globalism. The mortgage crisis, which I think is expanding to be much more of a mortgage crisis, and I'm watching the stock market today. We've been down 200 points even again today. And, you know, Citibank, it looks like, is in dire trouble. They had a hard time. The Chinese backed out of the deal to help finance them, and now Citibank and Merrill Lynch this morning, who are both for sale. I mean, let's face it, they're both for sale and scrambling to survive.
Well, who would buy something like that?
Well, that's a good question. They're going after cash infusions from, you know, Kuwait, which has, of course, the sovereign wealth funds, all the petrodollars. They're going after even Korean banks and Japanese investors. I think, Derry, we're going to see in the next few years, it's going to be the USA for sale. Because we have so badly mismanaged our economy. I've got a lead article on WorldNet Daily today where Merrill Lynch, Moody's, the rating agency, has said basically that the debt rating of the United States government is at risk because of the unfunded liabilities in Social Security and Medicare. And basically what that means is U.S. Treasuries, which used to be considered the safest haven on the globe for investors, most reliable, always certain to get paid, U.S. Treasuries, I quote one very knowledgeable economist, John Williams, who writes a newsletter on shadow government statistics. He's following the government statistics very well. And John Williams says U.S. Treasuries might be like junk bonds.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. You know, I was checking back to see when you were on the air last. I always like to look back at my notes from the last time I have a guest on the air so we can tell what we talked about a little bit. And
right.
I realized that you weren't on in December, but you were on the air with me November the 20th.
Right.
At which time gold was $776.50 an ounce. Today, or yesterday, it reached and closed at 901.90, which means the gold went up in about 6 weeks, $125 an ounce.
It's pretty incredible, isn't it? And it's up again today. It's trading up again today. I'll find it here right now. It's $912.
Really?
Right now. It's up again $9 today. Now, gold, I think, well, it's clearly going to go over $1,000 an ounce. I mean, I don't see any way it's going to stop. And I'm reading articles where people are talking about $2,000 and $3,000 an ounce.
Yeah, I see the same thing you do.
And you know, if that had happened a year ago, I'd have thought they were crazy. But today, when you see gold finally, you know, getting out of the corral here and going at over $900 an ounce, I think the skeptics and the doubters have to stand aside. At the same time, Derry, the dollar is again on a nosedive. You know, they're talking about having the Federal Reserve lower rates in order to try to revive the economy, which I think is absolutely the wrong idea. And on that, the dollar lost again yesterday. The dollar has been down on the U.S. dollar index close to its all-time low. And it's trading, you know, it's going to be here at $1.50 to the euro pretty soon, which is remarkable. I mean, that's, you know, the weak currency is part of what I've been writing about in the late, great USA, and this whole crisis that we're coming into is, you know, an engineered crisis. I think is going to force us into more globalism, and I think that's the whole point of it. I mean, the dollar ended yesterday. It was down at, again, about 75.61 on the U.S. dollar index. The The lowest ever was reached in November, just about when I was on the show last. It was 74.48 on the U.S. dollar index. And that's the lowest since that index was created, which was around 1973. The dollar is trading at some historical lows. And people can't just dismiss that. It's not important. It is important. It's important because, you know, that erodes our own purchasing power. That erodes, you know, what the value of the dollar is in people's wallets. And at the same time, I'm going to give you one more number here. Crude oil, again, is over $90. It's now almost $92. And crude oil has been over $100 a barrel. Now, these are numbers that are historically unprecedented. The dollar would be so low that oil and gold would be hitting new highs. And the economy, I think it's just a matter of time until the economists admit that we've probably been in a recession for over a year now, and they just haven't wanted to admit it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls will be welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
And we have returned, visiting today with Jerome Corsi, talking about the economy. And by the way, let me plug Jerome's book, The Late Great USA. We can put it in your mailbox for $28. So he explains exactly what's happening. And speaking of books, Jerome, you wrote your book, what, a year ago, something like that?
That's correct, Gary, about a year ago.
Okay, I wish I'd have brought my book in with me. I have one that was written in 1988, and I started studying it again just over the weekend. And I don't even remember the fellow's name that wrote it, but I bought it in 1988 because I dated the thing, and that's what the printer had in there. It's entitled How to Profit from the Next Depression. And now, 88, we're talking about 20-some years ago, and this guy has hit it right on the head. He's talking about people losing their homes. He's talking about why, because the banks have loaned out all this money, about how the middle class is not going to be able to sustain itself, And he makes it look like it's going to happen in the next, you know, 5 or 10 years. Well, he's right on, except he's missed it from 1988 to 2008.
Well, you know, sometimes these predictions are right, but just the time frame is wrong. And I think that what we're going through right now is an engineered crisis. I mean, the idea that we had interest rates at artificially low rates, Greenspan had rates in 2003 down to 1%, and money was available for, you know, fueling this real estate bubble where it didn't matter who you were, you could get a home loan. It didn't matter if you were illegal alien or had zero credit or even credit problems. And people were being told, don't worry about the fact that this, you know, interest-only loan will adjust upwards because you can sell the house and make $100,000 profit. So just sign here and take the loan. Well, that was great for the people making the loans. The lenders were getting huge fees on that countrywide. You know, it was one of the biggest culprits. They were making millions bad loans.
Yes, and speaking of Countrywide, Bank of America just bought Countrywide last Friday.
They did, an attempt to save it. Now, they probably put about $6 or $8 billion into Countrywide, and it's not clear that it isn't a bad investment. I mean, Countrywide could yet have billions more of losses that are not yet realized, and so could Citibank. I mean, the problem Citibank has got is the same problem a lot of the banks have. What they took is Wall Street figured out, you know, a great new scam. They bought the mortgages away from the banks that made the loans or whomever made the loans, took them off their balance sheet, and packaged them into these collateralized mortgage obligations. And then they got the rating agencies to say these were all AAA. You know, the first collateralized mortgage obligations were done in the 80s, and they were hard to sell. I knew the people who were doing the first ones. But by, you know, just a couple years ago, all the banks, the herd mentality, and Wall Street making millions in fees were selling these collateralized mortgage obligations. Well, they never had imagined that a market downturn in real estate, when interest rates went up, these mortgages adjusted, and people couldn't pay the higher monthly mortgage costs, and their houses had lost value. Instead of gaining $100,000, they were losing money to sell the house.
Did you see the article in New York Times that came out earlier this week?
Which one was it?
Well, it's Cleveland sues 21 lenders over subprime mortgages.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Let me, just for the sake of our listeners, I'll do this as quickly as I can. But Cleveland is suing 21 of the nation's largest banks and financial institutions, accusing them of knowingly plunging the city into financial crisis by flooding the local housing market with subprime mortgage loans to people who could never repay. The city is seeking at least hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. The list of defendants are Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch, and Countrywide. Now, they didn't know at that time, I guess, that Countrywide had been purchased by Bank of America. In Cleveland, more than 7,000 foreclosures in each of the last 2 years. That's 14,000 houses sitting there empty. The article goes on to say that entire city blocks have been abandoned. The city's budget has been strained by the effort to maintain thousands of boarded-up homes. They say the city has torn down at least 1,000 of them. And I think this is interesting. In 1950, there were about 1 million people living in Cleveland. Today, there's less than 500,000.
I was born in Cleveland. I was born in East Cleveland. I've lived there, you know, until I was 21 years old.
Okay, and were you born, after 1950?
I was born in 1946.
Okay, so you didn't count in this.
No, but, you know, I know, Derry, I know what they're talking about, because Cleveland, what's happening in Cleveland's happening in major cities all across the country.
That was going to be my next comment. If this is happening in Cleveland.
Right.
It's happening in St. Louis, it's happening in Charlotte, it's happening in every major city across the nation.
And with these properties being abandoned, they get vandalized, they become worthless, have to be torn down, or they create a fire hazard. And when you go through Cleveland and you look at some of these communities, these inner city communities, and many of them are, you know, African American, which has dominated Cleveland's inner city, there's no tax revenue left for the city. The city is in a downward spiral. The same problem with East Cleveland, where I grew up. When I grew up, you know, in the 50s, East Cleveland was a middle-class community.
And we're out of time. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The official monthly newsletter of the Derry Brownfield Show is the Common Sense Chronicle. To order a one-year subscription, simply send $24.95 check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What topics does Derry discuss in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's Canada Mix and a secret plan to unite us all into a borderless land. Laws with loopholes made so big, you can drive right through them in a Mexican rig. $4 corn that don't seem so bad, but truth be told, we've been had. While Dr. Gore blows hot air, winter lasted longer here. Foreign interest buying this land while Congress investigates a baseball scam. Sheriff's tariffs in the FDA, jokes and yucks and Duplantier. New World Order propaganda is all we get from mainstream media. But with the Common Sense Chronicle, even if it's a little late, every month it's worth the wait.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices shot over $900 an ounce Monday on higher oil prices and a weaker dollar. Gold closed in New York up $7 to $901.90. Silver rose 6 cents to $16.29. Gold prices will test a record $1,000 an ounce this year, boosted by growing investment interest, safe haven demand, and strong market fundamentals, a Citibank analyst said today. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says the only substitute for good manners is fast reflexes, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting today with Jerome Corsi, the author of The Late Great USA, a bestseller, and by the way, we can put it in your mailbox, if you so desire, for $28. We will do just that. Going into the commercial break, Jerome, you mentioned that you lived in East Cleveland, and we were talking about, in case someone's just now joining us, that Cleveland is now suing these lenders over the subprime mortgages, and how East Cleveland, how Cleveland itself, which was a million population, is now well under half of that.
That's right, and Derry, a lot of Cleveland is now dominated by inner city slums, and the city is with no tax revenue compared to what it used to have, is not able to provide social services. I mean, these are crisis cities, and we're going to see this around the country. The, you know, the obligations that the cities have taken on with welfare programs are very much like the federal government. I want to get into that in a minute, because the real calculation of our federal deficit is in the trillions, not in the, you know, billions, and it's not reducing. This is an article also I wrote about the Treasury's examination. Once a year they do a gap accounting of the financial report of the United States. Gap accounting is generally accepted accounting principles, because the politicians like to play this game on cash accounting, where whatever money comes in, they just apply it to whatever needs to go out that day. And under cash accounting, George Bush says, well, our deficit's down to $163 billion. But according to the U.S. Treasury, under the gap accounting basis, our deficit in 2007 was more like $4 trillion. Because under gap accounting, you've got to take into consideration the net present value of unfunded liabilities in the future that we're incurring today, like in Social Security and Medicare. And with Social Security and Medicare, we've got a crisis coming. You know, the baby boomers are going to now start retiring. I'm in the first wave, 1946, I was born. You know, I'll be 62 this year. I can start taking Social Security. Over the next 25 years, as the baby boomers, which are about 28% of the population, retire, they're going to demand Social Security and Medicare, and there is absolutely no lockbox or reserve fund to pay those future obligations. You know, according to this gap accounting of the Treasury, we're about $60 trillion in negative net worth, obligations accumulated. And when George Bush began as president, that was only $20 trillion. I mean, we're hitting numbers that are not sustainable. And it's also happening on the state level. And the states have additionally the problem of illegal immigration. Look at California. California under Schwarzenegger is hitting another crisis where they're going to be billions short in being able to fund their state budget. And that's going to mean close downs in social services, hospitals, schools, prisons, all across the state, at a time when California is getting inundated by illegal immigrants demanding more free social services.
You know, it's interestingly enough, this book I have that was written in 1988 talks about exactly what you're talking about. And it talked about, at that time, the United States Treasury owed, or the United States, our national debt was like $3 trillion, something like that, in 88.
Right.
And he goes on to point out in this book written at that time that was nothing compared to other government agencies and what they owed. And he talked about cities and counties and this sort of thing.
Well, that's right. And, you know, all these different governmental entities issue debt, and their ability to pay off this debt is very much in question. Now, another thing, Derry, that deeply upsets me about this is that a lot of these problems have grown under George W. Bush. I mean, I thought we had elected Republicans in order to be fiscally responsible. But starting with this Medicare prescription drug plan, which is increasing dramatically, the unfunded liability. What unfunded liability means is that people have been promised these Social Security benefits, but there's been no money set aside in the federal budget to pay for them. So there is no lockbox. Like, you know, Al Gore was arguing in the debates in 2000 with George Bush, there is no lockbox. It was never created. The money that comes into the federal government, it just spends.
And, you know, I can remember when people used to say, oh, I've got this much money because here's what I've paid into the federal government. So it's in there with my name. It never was.
Well, it never was. And, you know, the problem, Derry, is if you take a look at these unfunded obligations and the dropping value of the dollar, you know, the only way these obligations are going to get paid, if they get paid, is what they call monetizing the dollar. In other words, it's a form of hyperinflation. In other words, just like in Germany, you know, at the end of World War One, you might have to have a wheelbarrow full of marks in order to buy a loaf of bread. We're going to see, sure, you might get your 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever Social Security check, but good luck being able to buy a hamburger and a cup of coffee with it. That's the problem. And this is why I continue to write about and stress that when Moody's is saying the government of the United States debt rating might have to be downgraded from AAA, that ought to be an alarming statement to every American. And yet, our candidates campaigning for office, you know, you've got Hillary Clinton out there and Obama and John Edwards, and they're promising even more free health insurance. I mean, how are we going to pay for this welfare state that we're creating? There is no way it can be paid for, and it will bankrupt the United States of America. And George W. Bush and the others, you know, they have no political will to address this problem realistically and come up with a solution.
Well, see, if the United States of America was a corporation or a partnership or any kind of a business, we'd been bankrupt a long time ago.
Right. And, Derry, what I'm concerned about is that the reality is that a lot of our banks are bankrupt. They bought these collateralized loan obligations and collateralized mortgage obligations. And when the mortgages are being foreclosed and when the values of homes are going down so people can't resell the homes and pay off the mortgages, they're stuck with a negative balance. What happens is that these collateralized obligations that Wall Street created also go down in value. Now, the banks are holding those collateralized mortgage obligations in their assets. So eventually they have to be marked to market. And when they do, the bank has to say, we lost billions. Now, that's so deep a loss to banks like Citibank or brokerage firms like Bear Stearns or Merrill Lynch that they don't have the capital they need to continue operating given the reserve requirements. And it's why they're now putting the banks up to sale to foreigners. And we're going to be seeing this. This is just beginning. In the next 20 years, the petrodollars and the imbalance of trade that we've accumulated with China for all these cheap goods, these are coming to roost. They're coming back home, and they're going to end up buying the banks that we use in the United States and buying the major corporations. Our corporate assets are going to be lost.
Is it going to last 20 years?
Well, it's starting right now. And it's happening. I don't see an end to this quickly, Derry.
Let's go back to where Cleveland is suing over these subprime mortgages.
Right.
If Cleveland's having a problem, you know it's happening all over the United States.
Every city in the country.
Okay. Now, they say they want hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're suing the same banks that we talk about all the time, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Merrill Lynch. Okay. Now, they say instead of aiming at the banks that originally made the subprime mortgage loans in the city, and you talked about these collateralized mortgage obligations.
Correct.
The lawsuit is against those firms that bundled the loans
That's
into
correct.
Securities to be divided into shares and sold on the stock market.
That's correct.
Now I would say that the lawsuit is going to be to determine who is wrong here.
Well, it will, Derry, but the problem is, let's say Cleveland wins the lawsuit, and they determined that there were basically fraud in creating these collateralized loan obligations, et cetera. How are they going to collect the amount that they win in the lawsuit when the banks they're suing are already cash-strapped and looking for foreign capital? I mean, we read the headlines, and today the stock market's going down. I think it's even down further while we're talking. I think it's down 220 points now today. People have got to realize that banks like Citibank are technically bankrupt.
Okay, that was my next question. If they don't have the money, then are they going to continue to operate as a bank?
They're going to continue to be propped up, but they're going to need to find a capital partner or to merge or to come together
but
with
what if they
four
can't?
Banks.
We've got to take a break, but let's take that break. We'll be right back. We've got several callers we need to get to as quickly as we can, so stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin.
Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
I'm going to ask you a very quick question, then let's go to the telephones.
Okay.
We talked about these banks that apparently are struggling to raise cash. They're not collateralized or capitalized to the point that they should be. And if they get into this thing and end up having to pay billions of dollars, as we said on some of these lawsuits, you said they'll need to find capital. Who's going to loan them money or give them money or buy them out? Who?
Well, that's the problem, Derry. A lot of the foreigners who put money into these institutions already, the Chinese have done very poorly. They've invested in some banks and in some, they've acquired interest in some capital funds that, you know, are investment funds, and the share values have gone down and they've lost already billions of dollars on those investments.
Yeah, Dubai, I saw where they had just purchased what, 7-point-something billion dollars worth of, Citibank?
Citibank. They put money into Citibank.
Yeah.
And they've lost money on that investment. So, you know, China and Dubai are both under, you know, pressure from their own governments. These are government funds. See, when we had the petrodollars go to these, you know, like the Dubai and Abu Dhabi, the United Arab Emirates, or Saudi Arabia, they've been holding traditionally their foreign exchange reserves about 80% in U.S. dollar assets, and they've been buying treasuries. Now, with the dollar going down, they've wanted to hold fewer dollar assets. So they've been looking at euros as a reserve currency to compete with the dollar. They've also been looking at investing. Now, the problem with our economy and our investments are they're in such a downward spiral right now that any money you put into these banks is probably going to lose money before the banks recover. And the banks may have to be consolidated. Derry, I think the crisis we're entering is as serious as the banking crisis that we faced in the 30s.
Okay, and it could be, the way I see it, maybe more serious because we are now a global market.
And in this global market, we have, you know, that's what the whole point of the late great USA is, that it's only to the advantage of the multinational corporations, and they're pushing for a slave labor force. These are not free trade agreements. Classic free trade agreements were fair trade agreements and demanded that other countries have a labor force that was paid for. Well, we've allowed, under the Clinton and now the Bush administration, we've allowed our corporations to do is enter into a new round of slave employment to their benefit while destroying the middle class of the United States.
All right, but I'm going back to the banks.
Well, the banks are part of the whole deal.
But I mean the Bank of England and...
The banks around the world are going to suffer from...
That's the whole thing. If this thing falls...
It's a global... Just like the Depression was a global depression, this will be another. It'll start out as a global recession. And the idea that they're proposing to solve it, which is lower interest rates or put more federal money into bailouts, just deepens the problem.
You know, I quote regularly Johnny Oliver, but he says, hey, we're on a toboggan going downhill, and it's going to crash at the bottom. Let's all just get on it, go as fast as we can, and get this thing over with so we can start rebuilding. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest-acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
My friend G.B. Oliver, who's executive director of the Paragon Foundation, produces a beautiful magazine. And to tell you about it, here's G.B.
I'm using that magazine to educate people and inform people about what's going on. If you've got internet capabilities, look up paragonfoundation.org. We put out a newsletter every month. Our phone number is
877. You never called it. I call it a lot. It's 1-877-847-3443, and that is a toll-free number. 1-877-847-3443. And Nicole doesn't have a thing else to do today.
No, and listen,
answer the phone.
If you want to look at one of those, just tell her to send you one. She'd be glad to send you one. Look it over and look at what we're about and see if this is a part of an organization you'd like to play in.
The first copy's free.
Absolutely. She'll send it to you.
Okay, now we've got her busy for the rest of the day. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And the hour's about to get away. We have several callers. I'll take them as quickly as I can, Jerome. Let's go to Ed in Missouri. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. After the Second World War, 60-some years ago, we had accumulated lira, rubles, pounds, marks, all kinds of foreign money in our treasury, and we agreed not to use them. I know our congressmen use these for their junkets abroad, but isn't there some of this money left?
The tragedy of what we're going through is that there's no lockbox, there's no reserve fund. All the money that comes in, including money that comes in for Social Security, is just spent on whatever. And there is no fiscal responsibility in Washington and hasn't been now for decades, Democrats and Republicans alike. There is no lockbox. That's why we can have a $4 trillion gap federal deficit. It's why we can have a negative net worth of $60 trillion. These numbers are staggering.
Okay, let's move as quickly as we can. Let's go to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on the air.
Government claims we got about 2.2% inflation, so they don't have to pay the proper interest. What would happen to the government if they had to pay the proper interest, which would be, the conventional wisdom was 3% above the rate of inflation, which would be about 11% proper. What would happen to the government?
Well, and I've written about this in WorldNet Daily. Some of the articles I have to write sometimes at the end of the day make me sick having to report this stuff. But, you know, the government's been cheating people. The Social Security cost of living increases now, again, for years. Greenspan largely redefined the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, to take out food and energy. And by doing that, he was taking out two of the items that increase mostly. We should have right now about 11 or 12% inflation if you measured it the way it was measured in 1970 and 1980. But we don't do that anymore. We lie. And as a result, we don't have to make the cost of living increases in programs like Social Security that are mandated by Congress. It's a scam, and, you know, people just aren't aware that it's going on.
Okay, let's take another caller, BJ in Kansas. Hi, BJ.
Yes, I'd just like to ask how the today the president is visiting Saudi Arabia and trying to get them to lower the cost of a barrel of oil. If he succeeds in that, well, I know that will be a Band-Aid, but how will it affect us now and then in the future if he succeeds in getting that barrel of oil reduced?
Well, Saudi Arabia just told President Bush, is being reported this morning, thank you, but no thank you. They said they're going to produce what they want to, and it'll be on market demand. If President Bush was doing what he should have been done since he came into office, he'd be increasing our own production of oil. We've got oil offshore. We've got oil in Alaska. We've got abundant oil that we could be producing. People think we don't have any oil left. It's not true. That's why I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold. We could be increasing our production and reducing our dependency on foreign oil, and that's what we ought to do. We're not running out of oil. There's more oil today in world reserves, 1.4 trillion barrels worldwide, according to the Energy Information Administration, more than ever, even though consumption has doubled since 1970. It's a lie that we're running out of oil. We should be producing more of our own and not be dependent on these Arabs.
Okay, let's see. I doubt if we have time for another caller. We have a little over 30 seconds left, Jerome. How would you like to close the show?
Well, Jerry, I apologize for having to bring people all the bad economic news, but, you know, we need to question these candidates, Republican and Democratic alike, and see if we can get somebody who's fiscally responsible in this mix. Otherwise, we're going to end up with a candidate elected that will have to swear into office on January 20th and start impeaching on January 21st.
Okay, and we're just about out of time. By the way, I hear all the time, oh, it's so pessimistic. Listen, it is realistic. You have to face up to what's taking place, and we're trying to bring you that information as we best can on a daily basis. We are now out of time. Jerome, it's always a pleasure having you as a guest on the show, and let's just turn the program over and sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Since 19-